And now, the life of Mary Southern. Before Mary's husband, Max Sanders, died, he predicted for Mary a new life of contentment and happiness, and promised not to leave her till she'd found the right road. Obsessed with the belief that Max is still with her, Mary left home in response to his bidding and found shelter in Mrs. McPherson's boarding house in Craig's Falls, where she was befriended by a young man named David. Mary's friends and Sanders advertised widely for information about her, and David and his friend Father Brady notified Dr. John Benson of her whereabouts. Now John Benson has reached Craig's Falls, only to learn that Mary has disappeared from the boarding house. Believing that she has at last decided to return to Sanders, John sets out hastily to check the bus and railroad stations. But David and Father Brady plan to search for her in the city, convinced that she has not left Craig's Falls. It is half an hour later. While the three men continue to search for Mary in distant corners of the city, Mary has been strolling in the little park near the boarding house, trying to reach a decision. Now she is approaching the settlement house to seek advice from Father Brady.
John Benson here in Craig's Falls. Only yesterday I felt something was wrong. And David looked so unhappy yesterday. I think he was trying to warn me. Yes, I'm sure of it. He's the only one who understands, the only one who believes me when I say you're still with me, Max, darling. Speak to me, Max. You are still with me, aren't you?
I'm with you, Mary.
Oh, Max, I've been terribly frightened. I thought you'd gone.
Don't be frightened, Mary.
I won't be frightened, darling, if I know you're still with me. But I begin to have doubts when I don't hear your voice.
I won't leave you. Till the time comes when you don't need me any longer.
Till the time comes... But, Max, I'll always need you. Promise you won't leave me. You must promise.
I'll always be with you. In your heart. You're on the right road, Mary. You're on the right road now.
You mean it's right for me to stay here in Craig's Falls with David? Right for me to go into the settlement house now and ask Father Brady to send John away?
Your future lies here, Mary. Don't be afraid.
I'm not afraid now, Max, darling.
Mary, we've been looking everywhere for you. I'm so glad to see you, child.
Well, Father Brady, I didn't see you.
Oh, we've been so worried about you, Mary. David and an old friend of yours will be so happy to know that you're safe.
An old friend? You mean John Benson?
Yes.
Then he is here.
Yes. Mary, won't you come inside? I'd like to talk to you before David and Dr. Benson come back.
I'd like to. Did John come to the boarding house to find me, Father?
He came here first. He was on his way there when Mrs. McPherson told us you had gone away. And she was sure that you weren't coming back.
She was right, Father. I meant to go away. I didn't know where I was going, but after I read the newspaper and saw that John and Daddy Stratford were trying to find me, I went...
Here we are. Now, suppose you sit down and be comfortable and tell me about it before David and Dr. Benson get here.
Thank you, Father.
Well, why did you want to run away? Was it because you were trying to avoid Dr. Benson?
Yes.
Do you distrust him, Mary? Is that the reason?
Distrust John? Oh, no. No, John's one of the finest men in the world. The most loyal friend a woman could ever have.
Then I don't quite understand. If you feel that way about him, why don't you want to see him, Mary?
Because he'll try to take me back to Sanders. I've been sitting in that little park thinking about Sanders and my friends ever since I saw that newspaper.
Then you do remember Sanders in your former life?
Why, of course. Only that life seems so far away that it's as if it had been my mother, Mary Southern, who lived there. John and my other friends and Sanders don't seem real to me now. They're like shadowy creatures of another world. They're part of the past, and I can't turn back. Max told me not to.
A past that was associated with Max?
Yes. Max isn't in Sanders now. He's here in Craig's Falls with me. He wants me to stay here. And that's what John will never understand. Father Brady, please send John away. Won't you tell him I'm grateful for everything he's done, but I can't talk to him?
Mary, you don't mean that.
Oh, I don't want to hurt John, but he doesn't understand about Max, and I'm afraid to see him. You see, he thinks Max is dead. He'll tell me that as soon as he comes. It hurts to hear him say that. You understand, don't you, Father Brady?
I understand that your husband will remain with you forever, in your heart.
Why, that's what Max told me just a few minutes ago. You see, when John talks to me and tells me Max is dead, I get frightened and I begin to have doubts.
Mary, you can't solve any problem by running away from it. You must face Dr. Benson since he's come so far to see
you. Oh, why did he have to come back? I was so happy there. I've been so contented and peaceful knowing that Max wanted me to stay here.
He came because I felt it my duty to send for him. David and I have identified you from your picture in the papers.
I understand. You had to do it.
Mary, I'm not quite sure that you do understand why David and I decided we had to call Dr. Benson immediately.
Well, what do you mean?
It was the offer of a reward for your recovery. There's no doubt that before long, someone would have identified you and claimed the money. David and I wanted to spare your friends that.
I see. John and Daddy Stratford can't afford to lose $500.
And that's why David agreed to my suggestion that we call Dr. Benson. Because some unscrupulous person might have demanded the $500 or more.
I'm ashamed of myself, Father. I haven't thought of anyone but Max and myself and David. You're right. I must talk to John and try to thank him for all he's done. Father Brady, will you tell me just one thing before John comes?
Surely, Mary, if I can.
It's about David. He doesn't want me to go away, does he?
No, Mary. Quite honestly, he doesn't.
I was sure he didn't.
Father Brady.
It's John.
Steady, Mary. Come in, Dr. Benson.
Have you found anything?
Hello, John.
Mary. Mary, my dear, it's you.
John, I'm sorry I've worried you so.
If you two will excuse me,
Father Brady, please don't go.
Oh, you and Dr. Benson can talk more freely alone. I'll be back later, Mary.
I want to see you before we leave, and thank you again for having taken such good care of Mary.
Mary, dear, I can't quite believe it.
John, dear, I didn't know till yesterday when I saw the newspaper that you and Daddy Stratford were so worried about me. I told Daddy I'd be safe, that I'd be with Max.
Don't talk for a minute, Mary. I just want to look at you. I'd forgotten how blue your eyes are. How beautiful.
You and Daddy Stratford shouldn't have offered the reward, John. Suppose someone else had recognized me and phoned you before Father Brady and David did. You'd have lost that $500.
I'm grateful for this, David Drake, for refusing to accept the money. But we'd have paid it willingly to find
you. Oh, I knew you would, John.
Don't let's talk about money. It's so unimportant. Nothing matters now that I found you. Now that I know you're safe.
But why didn't Daddy believe me when I said Max was with me? I tried to make him understand, and you too, John, that you wouldn't. It was foolish of you to worry about me.
A man can't help worrying about the woman he loves.
I wish you hadn't said that, John. I'm fond of you, but
I'm sorry. It slipped out. It's been a strain of these past 2 weeks. Worrying, searching, not finding any trace of you. I've always known I loved you, but I never knew what loving a woman really meant till I thought I'd lost you forever.
I'm terribly sorry, John.
Mary, why didn't you come home or send us a note telling us you were safe?
Oh, I don't know. You see, I came here because Max told me to, and I didn't want to remember Sanders. It hurts just thinking of him.
Of course, I understand. Sanders was too closely identified with poor Max and his death.
I told Father Brady you'd try to tell me that Max is dead. That's what you and Daddy Stratford won't understand. Only David understands. Well, where is David?
I don't know. Out somewhere looking for you. I think you have reason to be grateful to this young man and to Father Brady. I want to thank them properly before we leave.
Before we leave?
Yes. Say, wait till Daddy Stratford sees you. He'll turn handsprings all over the hotel. And Phyllis, I know Daddy Stratford's been laid up in bed with a severe cold.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's been sick.
Oh, he's much better today. And the sight of you will cure him completely. Say, I have an idea. If we start now, we could be home in time to have a late dinner with Daddy and Phyllis and Danny.
John, I'm not going back to Sanders. I'm never going back.
You'll feel differently when you get there, Mary, and find all your friends waiting to welcome you.
I'll never feel differently. I'm not going back, I tell you. You can't make me. I'm staying here.
Mary, dear, you'll be glad to see Sanders again once you get there. I know the whole town is unhappy associations for you because of Max. But you have so many friends there, anxious to help you.
They can't help me. And you can't help me either, because you don't understand. You won't understand. But David does. That's why Max told me to come here.
Mary.
No, no, don't touch me. Don't come near me. Oh, why doesn't David come back? Where is he? I must talk to him. John, if you want to help me, please find David and tell him I need him. He's the only one who understands.
So John Benson finds Mary after 2 anxious weeks, only to have her turn from him with an anguished appeal for another man.